Hey everybody, this is Mark with SafeDayTrading.org, and today, well, I'm sorry I missed last week. Again, I was having some health-related issues, but I hope to be back now. The point I'm trying to make here today is the idea of being observant. One of the things that, as a trader, you learn, especially if you're doing trading the right way, is you learn to start watching stuff and being taking a look at times and relationships and, just observing. Paper trading is basically observing the activity. Sometimes I don't trade at all. I just kind of watch the marketplace, especially if I'm learning a new instrument, say ES or silver or something like that. I may just watch the marketplace for a couple of hours in hours that I plan on trading just to see what happens at different times. I look for reports and see how they affect it. I'm really just kind of reviewing what's going on and the impacts. I'm also looking for relationships in being observant. I'm looking for relationships between, say, the Dow and silver, the Dow and ES, all those types of things. Trying to figure out if there's someplace else I can take a look at to see if I can get a little bit of a jump on the activity or the marketplace. The other thing I've done too is when I first started out is the FOMC, the federal bankers, when they did their announcements on interest rates and stuff like that. When I first started out, I would watch what happened. And one of the things I observed is that in most cases there are two moves. There's an initial move, and then a second move, which is totally opposite than the first move. And so I found that, and this is in a 2-minute chart. So what I do is I don't play the first candle after the announcement is done. And sometimes, I miss out on a big move. It stays in that direction and goes that way, like it did today. But in other cases, it reverses itself and then I'm ready for it. And that's what I mean by being observant. I've noticed that, there are some stocks you can watch, and the first 10 minutes of the stock is active is basically profit taking or cleaning up losses. And then at around 8:40 Central Standard Time, it changes direction and follows that direction at least until 11:30. So once you see that direction, maybe it bounces off the pivot point or whatever the case may be. But what you're looking for is some change in direction. And that happens probably 60-70% of the time on the stocks that I watch. And so I'm ready to play that. And, sometimes I make some good money. Maybe I'll make 100%. And sometimes I make 30%, 40%, maybe 20%. And that's okay. As long as you're trading and you're making money after commissions and all that other stuff. So I just want to point that out to you. I want you to think about what you're looking for and what you're going to trade, and trying to figure out its nuances. And that's what I mean by being observant. And it means that you're going to have to spend some time not trading, maybe paper trading, and just trying to figure out, what are the effects, what are the causes of changes in directions. I mean, it could be as simple as the half hours, or it could be as simple as a big report coming out, or it may be something totally different. Like with stocks, first 10 minutes are profit taking. And then after that, then it's, the true direction of the stock for the rest of the day, at least until 11:30. So think about how you would approach it. Think about how you're going to observe it. And, by observing it, you're going to make some money because, what you're going to try and do is find out if it's true. 50% of the time, 20% of the time, or 70% of the time. And if it's true 50% of the time or more, that means there's a money-making opportunity there for you. So think about how you're going to do that, how you're going to use that observation skill that you have, and hopefully it'll make you profitable. Anyway, this is Mark with SafeDayTrading.org. Talk to you later. Come join us at SafeDayTrading.org.
We provide you the education you need to have to become a successful day trader. We'll provide all the information for you to start your trading, from starting and setting up your office to technical chart analysis. All kinds of different information that you'll need to be a successful day trader.
Come join us at SafeDayTrading.org.